From Tidbits on January 3rd, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, by Tidbits staff. Mailsmith 2.3. Stickship Software has released an update to Mailsmith, the free email client alternative originally created by Barebone Software. The new Mailsmith 2.3 is the first version to require macOS 10, 10.5 Leopard or later. The update adds new menu options to rebuild mailboxes and reconstruct mailboxes, which the developer suggests should be used only exceedingly sparingly and on the advice of, quote, someone with access to the Mailsmith source code. Also new in this version are advanced options, accessible only via terminal commands, disable macOS 10's warnings about launching file attachments, and another that should improve launch times for folks who don't use Time Machine. Detailed release notes and instructions for those terminal commands are available at the Mailsmith website. Note that existing Mailsmith users must update to Mailsmith 2.1.5 before upgrading to 2.3. VirtualBox 4.0. Virtualization software VirtualBox has been updated to version 4.0. This major release reorganizes the software into a base package with numerous extension packs. The interface has been reworked significantly, and new virtual hardware has been introduced too. Detailed release notes are available at the VirtualBox website. Spellcatcher 10.3.7. Bad spellers untie. Oops. Rainmaker has released Spellcatcher 10.3.7, a minor update that adds a few minor features along with a few minor fixes. The software now includes a quick look generator, which can create previews of various Spellcatcher documents. Soft hyphen characters are handled better when spell checking, and the software now behaves better with Google Chrome. Also fixed are a potential crash and a problem with shortcuts imported from TypeIt4Me and Text Expander. Graphic Converter 7.0.3. Lemkesoft didn't take time off to ring in 2011. The company instead was hard at work on Graphic Converter 7.0.3, the latest version of its popular image manipulation software. The update adds full screen previews for browser files and new preferences for handling selection handles and clipboard kind selection. The Find submenu has been optimized. A new keyboard shortcut for zoom to 100% is introduced. That's Command-Shift-3, and more options for slideshow time intervals are available, too. Full release notes are available at Lemkesoft's site. iPhoto 11 9.1.1. Apple wants to make holiday photos even easier to share based on its recent release of iPhoto 11 9.1.1, which includes several specific fixes and improvements. Most notably, you can now set a preference to open a specific external email application when you send photos, rather than relying on iPhoto 11's built-in email capability. And two new email themes are available. You can choose whether to attach photos in small, medium, or large sizes when attaching them within iPhoto 2. Upgrading from earlier versions of iPhoto is now more reliable and preserves the sort order for events. Other bugs addressed include duplicated photos in MobileMe albums, issues with sorting photos by rating, and problems with inaccessible text formatting controls when editing a photo calendar. Digital Camera RAW Compatibility Update 3.5. Apple's latest Digital Camera RAW Compatibility Update extends Aperture 3 and iPhoto 11 support to 7 more cameras. Newly supported cameras include the Canon PowerShot G12, Leica D-Lux 5, Leica V-Lux 2, Nikon D7000, Nikon Coolpix P7000, Panasonic Lumix DMC GF2, Panasonic Lumix DMC GH2. The update is available via software update and the Apple Support downloads page. Apple also publishes a full list of supported cameras. Opera 11. If neither Safari nor Chrome nor Firefox tickle your web browsing fancy, there's always Opera 11, the latest version of the other browser. The address field is revamped in an attempt to hide the complexity of long web addresses. A new auto-update feature ensures that your extensions in Opera Unite applications remain current. The personal bar is gone, and in its place is the new Opera Bookmarks bar. Opera now supports extensions, which, like Safari's, are based on HTML5, CSS, and JavaScript. Plugins, like Flash, now load only when you click on them, and the Presto rendering engine is updated, the mail panel has undergone many improvements, and many other changes round out the release. Raskin 1.2. The Finder alternative Raskin has been bumped to version 1.2. The zooming interface, named for the late interface guru and Macintosh pioneer Jeff Raskin, now sports a new look, bird's-eye application windows, automatic scrolling, and the capability to hide files and folders. Also new in this version is enhanced drag-and-drop functionality, along with 40 other tweaks and fixes. Airfoil 4.0. The kindly unicellular folk at Rogue Amoeba have released Airfoil for Mac 4.0, a substantial update to the company's software for wirelessly sending audio from your Mac to other devices, including other computers, iOS devices, and Apple TV. Beyond its revamped interface, the new version of Airfoil packs in a variety of new features. Airfoil speakers can now initiate connections back to Airfoil so that you can start receiving audio remotely. And with Airfoil Video Player's new web mode, you can watch internet video and play the audio remotely in sync. Evernote 2.0, the Mac version of the software for memory-keeping service Evernote, has hit version 2. New features include the capability to share your notebooks directly from the desktop software without needing to visit the Evernote website. A new way to view and combine notebooks, called Stacks, also arrives in this version. Rounding out the release are a redesigned left panel to improve the experience for folks with lots of notebooks and save searches, easier file attachment, support for up to 250 notebooks, and a new Getting Started guide. iTunes 10.1.1. Apple has released a minor update to its Swiss Army knife of desktop media and iOS syncing software, iTunes 10.1.1. The bugs fixed include an issue where music videos wouldn't play back properly in certain Macs, and another where iTunes could unexpectedly quit when deleting playlists. Also corrected are syncing issues, one affecting PowerPC processor-based Macs, and the other where music videos wouldn't sync to iOS devices. LED Cinema Display Firmware Update 1.0. Since Apple always monitors issues with its displays closely, the company has released LED Cinema Display Firmware Update 1.0, a fix for audio problems with the company's 27-inch LED Cinema Display. The update specifically corrects an issue where audio from your Mac can become inaudible when you're piping sound through the Cinema Display until you reconnect it or restart your Mac. The installer will place the firmware update in your utilities folder and launch the updater automatically. Canon, Fuji Xerox, and Lexmark printer drivers. Apple has released a trio of updates to its printer drivers for macOS 10.6 Snow Leopard. The updates provide the latest drivers for printers from Lexmark, Fuji Xerox, and Canon. More information on installing the updates, including a list of supported printers, is available on Apple's website. Rumpus 7. There's a new Rumpus among us. Maxim Development has released version 7 of its software for running your own high-performance FTP and web file transfer server. The new version can trigger automatic administrator messages when certain events occur, and enables the creation of folder triggers, so specific users are notified when files arrive or change. Other key improvements include new built-in SSL support and a revamped web file manager. Also included are numerous improvements and simplifications for drop shipments and the control application. Enhanced Open Directory integration now allows for finer-grained permission controls. Sound Studio 4.0.1. Felttip has released Sound Studio 4.0.1, a major update to its audio recording and editing software. The app now runs natively in 64-bit, though it can still run in 32-bit mode, and must use certain plugins. The redesigned interface now consists of a single window. Other new features include output level meters, markers in the sidebar, simplified playback and recording transport, and improved audio unit hosting, along with many bug fixes. Sound Studio 4 requires an Intel-based Mac and macOS 10.5 Leopard or higher. BBEdit 9.6.2. Barebones Software has released version 9.6.2 of its powerful text editor BBEdit. As is the norm, the release is accompanied by exquisitely detailed release notes. Highlights include newly introduced syntax coloring and function navigation for JSON and automatic generation of XHTML markup when creating HTML5 documents. Several dozen bug fixes are included too. Among them are fixes for several CVS and subversion-related errors, improved performance running replace all on very large documents, a correction for the RGB values of CSS's green, and a fix for services returning UTF-16 data erroneously, truncating that data. Disk Cover 3.0.1. If your cover album needs an album cover, take note. Belite Software has released Disk Cover 3, the latest version of its software for creating CD and DVD covers on your Mac. Version 3 introduces 140 new template kits, 30 new collage templates, 20 new Lightscribe templates, and more than 15,000 new clip art images. It's in the retail edition. The software now includes support for 7 industry standard barcodes and also packs in some interface niceties, among them a video tutorial, multi-touch gestures, and improved quick look performance. Version 3 also reduces support for duplex printers and multi-page booklets, along with improved iDVD importing. In addition, a variety of new text and layout options allow for ever more fanciful cover creations. An even more recent 3.0.1 release fixes a variety of very minor bugs, including erratic behavior after using the revert to saved command, and an inspector window that could go missing. Printopia 1.0.4. Ecamm, the Prince of Prints, has released version 1.0.4 of its clever Printopia utility for the Mac, software that lets you use any printer with iOS's AirPrint. If your Mac can print to it, Printopia enables your iPhone and iPad to print to it too. The new version adds support for selecting your desired paper size, fixes compatibility issues with certain printers, and adds support for duplex printing to certain Canon printers. The Mac's print queue window now opens if a printing error occurs, and interaction with the macOS 10 firewall is now improved as well. The update also corrects an issue where Printopia could prevent automatic sleep. Microsoft Office for Mac 2011 14.0.2 Update. Microsoft has released a stability-boosting Office for Mac 2011 14.0.2. The update improves reliability when opening Office for Mac documents with third-party software. It also addresses a hilariously recursive and annoying issue where the Office for Mac Auto Updater asks you to close Microsoft Auto Update when installing the Office updates, which could halt the update process itself. Whoops! Also included is a fix for Office and Outlook 2011 crash that could occur when you import PST files with blank category names. The update applies to all versions of Office for Mac 2011. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Beelight Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, and Twitter, not to mention Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening while I catch up with weeks and weeks and weeks of these watch list items. Good stuff, though.